Yes, you was with you and Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your life? Is God good?
Yes, Murungi.
Is Jesus good?
Afuga Yesu.
Is Jesus reigning?
Amen. Mbuliza ku muganda wo.
You can greet all your brethren.
Era muwe ekirowoozo ekirungi ekiva eri Katonda.
Give them a good thoughts coming from God.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Mugambe bali kukeera.
Tell them thanks for coming early.
Naye bw'olaba zzira eri.
But if you see one coming late.
Omukubiriza omugaye munango omuyisinga bingi.
Encourage, tell them they miss much.
Atona ayagala okuyungawo ng'obudde bukulisi.
If you want to join up and time is left them.
Yes, yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
So yenna gw'ona alabako.
Everyone you will be seeing.
Yagala omufuukire. Omukono ogwaddyo oba ogwa kkono.
Want you become their right or their left hand.
Omukwatako okumwanguya okujja.
Hold them, quicken them to come here.
Tulimu okumisinga ebigambo ebikulu.
Not miss the great words.
Buli omu ku ffe.
Each one of us.
Abeeka abantu be yeekwata.
That they help people to get hold of.
Kugamba buli abamu ku ffe abakeera.
Each of us who come early.
Tunulayo ku bantu abajja leeti.
Get of you who come late.
Oweeko babiri oba basatu oba bataano be weekwata.
Five people hold on.
Obakubiriza okukeeranga.
Encourage them to come early.
Mukama n'akikubalira okubeera omukisa.
God will count the blessing your way.
Yes, yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twekolemu omulimu.
Let's do work among ourselves.
Omanyi waliwo bye twakeerangamu.
There are things we moved early into.
Madini,
religions,
natebayo kumanya nakutegeera,
and it's not knowledge and understanding.
Wakubadde okusumululwa,
neither deliverance.
Enga, sawa nga 12 ambabira baatu.
But by 6 some have already arrived.
Era waliwo neri gye mwakungana.
And even other places we wait for fellowship.
Oyo mpwebe manyidwa ngo buloko zisonga sibo.
Known as salvation yet we are not.
Abifananyiriza.
And they appear like.
Oyo mwakiranga.
But you wait early there.
Naye bwatuuka mu mazima.
But when you reach the truth,
mufuna emirembe mingi.
You got much peace.
Okukeera ne kubulawo.
And coming early that.
Okusinira ku Bible.
According to the Bible.
Abaana ba Isirayiri baali bakuba amatafaali e Misiri.
Children of Israel made bricks within Egypt.
Baabakeezanga.
They moved very early.
Era ng'olina okukeera ng'omusana tegunnabaayo okuba amatafaali agawera.
Put the sunshine out to make enough bricks.
Ofuna ekyolya.
And you get what to eat.
Naye baatuuka eyo mu kkubo lya Mukama.
But they reach the way of the Lord.
N'abatwala e Canaan.
And he takes them to Canaan.
Okubakeeza nga kizibu nnyo.
Move them early was very hard.
Kampu nga bagira bannaye mukyebase muzuukuke Mukama yagambye nga tebakeera.
They could not wake up early.
Kubanga bo baali bafunye emirembe
n'okuwozesa. That gotten peace and rest.
Simanyi oba lwaki omuntu yakona.
I don't know why a human being stagnated.
N'abanga yamanyi obuyinike.
And they used to sorrow.
Yamanyira obufuki.
And they used to be ruled upon.
Natayagala bintu bya mirembe.
And they don't want things of peace.
Omuntu sibo gwe. Omuntu yamanyira okumufuka.
Human being is used to be ruled upon.
Olaba bw'atafuna musumba mukambwe.
They don't get a harsh pastor.
Oba nabbi omukambwe.
A prophet who is harsh.
Oba omutume ayinza n'okubavuma obusiru.
An apostle can accuse you of foolishness.
Omuntu sibo tafuna maanyi.
Abeera munafu. Don't get strength, they appear weak.
Wabaawo omuntu waga. Sawa kwesiti nja kuba nzigaddewo okukuŋŋaana temujjayingira bannange nga bayinza okwanguwa nga yamanyira obufuge
mpozi
n'okulimbibwamu limbibwa
abanaakeera ku makya
omukono gwa Mukama gugenda bafukako
emikisi
aho nga mukeera naye
kiki.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let me
not tell you came early. Let me wait those who don't come early. But still they are our brethren.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But in
day,
let's give up so
God
and show him the much love just as he's loved us.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
We thank
God
for this
morning. We want to move on.
Atonda nga atubikulira okuyitibwa.
And God reveals us the call.
Endaga.
The covenant.
N'ekitiibwa kye ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
His glory on the nation of Uganda.
Okuyita mu lugendo lwe.
Through the journey of heaven.
Olwatambula mu Bayibuli okumala emyaka 7.
That moved in the Bible for 7 years.
Okuva mu mwaka gwa 2005.
From 2005.
Mpaka 2011.
2011. In the series of the visions, the dreams, the trance,
Azota,
the azotas,
Yurim,
the urine, and the thummim, the spiritual transports. God explained the introduction, the meaning of the journey of heaven that moved in the Bible for 7 years in the spiritual transports. As the vision, the dream, the trance, the azotas, the urine, and the thummim, the spiritual transport.
So,
now, the one who meets, you can meet the media team, move on, give you that introduction. But right now, we still move on. Part 1 and part 2 of the journey of heaven. The journey of heaven is moving the Bible.
And
told you in the part 1 of the journey of heaven, we move our journey from this planet Earth. We leave this planet Earth. If we go see other 9 planets,
and
we go to the firmament of the heaven, and we find the kingdom of the stars, the sun,
no ways,
and the moon. Also in the same kingdom of the stars, and we see the prison of God, hell, the bottomless pits. In this time you're right here.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. No, the appearance of his heaven, which make the rim below in the creation. After we ascend to the rim above,
three heavens,
which is made of the three heavens, with it's made of three heavens. The first created heaven, which has the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. The second created heaven, where there are four living creatures, the
store
of all spirits created on the world,
and
are given different bodies. Even the third heaven, where there is the garden of God, the throne of God, even of the 24 elders. The journey of heavens part 2, it will take us to above the heavens, where we shall meet the beginning and the end, and where we find a chitwa okutondewa tekunabao. Before the creation is that phase is found above the heavens. Right there we find the new heavens and the new earth.
We'll
see them in the part 2 of the journey of heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, tucheyongerayo.
Now we still move on
ne part one.
With the part 1 of the journey of heavens. So it has the rim above and the rim below. In this time, we still see what's in the brave, in the rim below, which is made of the fourth created heaven. We see what is in the brave, in this rim below, which is made of the fourth created heaven. And we said in this rim below, there are 7 things in the brief. We first saw the heaven which makes the rim below, the fourth heaven, the fourth created heaven, which is hard as iron, and which is circular in appearance, just as you see it like this. It is circular in appearance, and it is hard as iron. After we saw that, we saw the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, in the firmament of the heaven. This is the kingdom we saw of the stars, the sun and the moon, in the firmament of the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
And we told of the works of the sun and the moon, even the stars, the great three major works, which involved the first of counting for us seasons and times.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Which involves worship and praising of God. Even to keep the destructive weapons of God. Those of war. Those of the day of wrath. We moved on our third issue in the rim below. In the fourth created heaven, which is so subtle in appearance. In the third issue, we moved on to hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, which is found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven. Let me hope here you are with me.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We came on to see hell. And the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious spirits, and found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heaven, the fourth created heaven. We saw the first part, and we saw the second part. We are right on the third part. For in the second part, we asked the question, and we saw the one who is in charge of hell. We discovered it. Satan is not the one in charge of hell, but the angel of hell, angel of the bottomless pit, angel Abaddon, in the army of angels, 200 billions.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We ended as we're moving on to see army of angels working in the bottomless pits, hell, the prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious spirits.
Then
move on to discover and to know Satan is not the one in charge of hell, neither his demons, those known as the fallen angels. After we finish, we shall see of principalities still in the kingdom of the stars, led by Satan and his fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's first get to move on with our third point, in the things we see in the rim below, the fourth created heaven. This day we head on to see armies of angels of hell, angels of the bottomless pits, those led by angel Abaddon, 200 billions, together with the punishments given down there. Those are to briefly summarize.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to Revelation chapter 9 and the verse 11, Bible speaks this. Revelations 9 verse 11.
Ziri na kabaka wazo, malaika wobunya obutakoma. Erinya mrebulania Abaddoni. Nemulionana alina erinya Apolloni.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Ziri na kabaka wazo.
They have a king over them.
Ye malaika obunya obutakoma.
Is the angel of the bottomless pit.
Erinya lye.
His name
aitibwa Abaddon.
Is called Abaddon.
Malaika obunya obutakoma.
Angel of the bottomless pit.
Ye kabaka
that's the king of the angels working in the bottomless pits. Hell.
Hell.
And the prison of God, where the imprisoned rebellious spirits, just as we first heard. The number of these ones, army led by this king of the bottomless pit, angel Abaddon. Their number, they are 200 billions. Let's read there, we hear. Revelations 9, verses 16.
Nempuliro muendo gwabwe.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus mind.
Omuendo.
Their number.
Ogweje lyaba malaika abakora mbunyo
obutakoma. Army of angels working in the bottomless pits.
Geyena.
Hell.
Ere komera lyakatonda.
And the prison of God.
Masibire meme gye.
Where imprison rebellious spirits.
Eje erikora yo.
The army which work there.
Likorirwa billions zaba malaika ebikumbi biri.
Made of 200 billion of angels.
Uririze ekigambo
kino. Listen to this word.
Satan is here kulira geyena.
Satan is not the one leading in hell.
Kubanga abashinga batirukwa saganya malaika abadoni.
People attach angel Abaddon
and
they attach him to be the devil Satan. Most of you, we started in the part last we finished. We connected all you came to know it well. The other, when you read Revelations 9:11, they say they have a king over them.
It's
the angel of the bottomless pit. But what you have
to know,
Satan was not an angel. He was a cherubim.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Point
the second point. Revelations 9:16. It shows angels led by angel Abaddon to work in hell, the prison of God, in the bottomless pit. They are 200 billion. But in Revelation chapter 12, from verses 1 into 10, it shows the armies of angels Satan threw.
Bari trillion kumpi ya satu musa tumabutuntu
lulu satu. 33.3 trillion.
Tebari mu billion.
They are not equal to billions.
Simanyobo
I don't know whether you get to understand something more. People connect these issues which concern angel of the bottomless pits, angel of hell, angel of the bottomless pits, and the prison of God. They connect it wrongly. For in Revelations 9, verse 11, they say they have a king over them, angel of bottomless pit. His name is Abaddon. Satan is explaining what concerns him in Ezekiel 28, verse 11 and 15.
The
Bible shows a cherubim wasn't an angel, but the cherubims were free in their creation. Satan was the third and the fell. Maybe the second. We say, what I said, Revelation 9, verse 16.
It shows 200
billion of angels led by angel Abaddon in working in hell, the bottomless pits, the prison of God. Yet Satan, the army of angels he made to fall, they are beyond billion.
So yes,
Satan has never been in charge.
Billion, 200
billions of angels,
abagwa,
those who fail. But is in charge of trillions.
According
to Revelation 12, verses 1 to 10, through a third of the stars of the angels, when we calculate it, it makes 33 trillion of the fallen angels. I think you get something in understanding.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, armies
of angels working in the bottomless pit. It is the hell and the bottomless pit where imprison
rebellious.
Satan is not the one in charge there. According to how we started last time, as the journey of heaven was that moved in the Bible,
you
think of moving in the Bible
on
bring you the light of the Bible as it brings it in the light of truth. That this journey of heaven
is
not a journey to speak stories. The journey brings truth speaking of the Bible. For that the Bible speaks. And to take away those which were perverse,
or
those which were spoken in the wrong way. Like seasons past, where they told us Satan is in charge of hell. And they tell us, even his demons give punishment there. Yet in the real truth, you cannot give a prison handed to the thief.
Then
you give it to the leader of the thief, the leader of the liars. and is in charge there. He leads people to steal on the world and all lying and all sins. After he goes to be head over the prison where God imprisoned rebellious spirits. Something impossible. Praise Jesus much.
Amen.
When you read in Revelation chapter 9 verse 11, let's repeat it we hear. They have a king over them. He's the angel of the bottomless pits. His name in Hebrew is called Abaddon. In the Greek,
Apollyon. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, mungeri yeyo.
Now, in that way, if he's angel of bottomless pits, then Revelation chapter 20 and the verse
1
moves on to point for you that angel of the bottomless pits, the one who got the dragon Satan,
you
cannot that Satan arrested himself. Let's read Revelation 20, we see. Revelations 20, verses 1.
Nenda ba malaika anga ka okuva mu gulu. Ngaline ekisumulizo ky'obunya obutakoma. N'olujegero olunene mu mukono gwe. Olwokubiri. N'akwata ogusota, omusota ogwedda. Ye mulyolyomi era Setaani. N'agusibira emyaka 10.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So an angel come from heaven.
You speak
of his one Revelation 9:11. The one who is spoken, they have king over them. Angel of the bottomless pits.
It's
called Abaddon. Revelation 20 says, verse 1 and 2, I saw an angel come down from heaven and has the key of the bottomless pits. And the big chain in his hands. And he arrested the dragon. That is the devil, Satan. Bound it for 1,000 years. If angel of bottomless pits of hell, angel Abaddon,
Satan,
is the Satan. Now,
if
he arrests himself, Revelation 20, are we together? And to those who say that is to come, most people say the book of Revelation that's not yet come to pass. And they say the things are to come. Now when they will come,
Satan
arrest himself when he's the Abaddon. Others say they have not yet happened. But do you see Revelation?
It
speaks of those which were,
those
which have ever happened in the time of getting revelation,
even
those which are prevailing on in that time,
even
those which were coming, after this some of them have not yet been
fulfilled.
Those which were spoken and that happened already, those which are prevailing moving on in the time, even those who are coming. When you read Revelation chapter
1
verse 19, God said this and spoke to the apostle John. Let's read as we hear. Revelation chapter 1 verse 19.
Kale wandika byolabye n'ebiriwo n'ebigenda okuba oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
He
told him now write
byolabye
what you've seen.
Wanga yalaba ebyali
badona. What had happened?
He
told him even those you see now and those which are coming.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So,
Revelation shows three forms of things. It shows what had happened and what was prevailing and that which was coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
Revelation 9 verse
11,
he said they have a king over them.
It's a mystery,
the use of angels working the bottomless pits. They are usually called locusts.
Urechikura echebi ntwe bisarasara bibali na ku mikono.
Appearance of rills which cut on their hands.
Ne kubigere
even on their feet.
Nga bora ba ijanze deni wedibe.
As you see how a big grasshopper appears.
Ne baga ntizina kabaka wazo.
But they say they have a king over them.
Ye marai ku obunyo
obutako. His angel of the bottomless pit.
Linyali Abaddon.
His name is Abaddon. That's what we saw in Revelation 20 in the verse
1
and
2.
That is the angel who came from heaven
and
has the key of the bottomless pit
and
the big chain in his hand
and
got the big dragon that the chooser and Satan
and
bound it 1,000 years. You have spoken in the mystery
here.
Most people can say if he bound 1,000 years, from then when John saw this revelation, 1,000 years already passed by, but we are in 2,000 years. But those years are mystical.
For
in 2 Peter chapter 3, from verse 8 to 10, God gives us mystery of the 1,000 years. And he said, this alone is what I want you to know. That one day before God is like 1,000 years. And even 1,000 years, just like one day,
they
count 2,000 and additional days in there. That's why we are now in the last latter days.
So
the mystery of the 1,000 years is revealed very well in
2
Peter chapter 3 from verses
8
to
10.
All those we've spoken of them how.
If
we bring the other that in those days,
the
Apostle John of Revelations, when saw Satan bound in the bottomless pit, Satan did bind himself. Is it not that? And that's why you see Revelation
9
verse
1
and
2.
That angel of the bottomless pit, the one in charge of angels of hell, angel Abaddon,
they
showed to us in the mystery of the star coming from heaven. Let us read as we see.
Revelations
9 from verse 1.
Malaika wokutano nafuwa ekondelelie. Nenda be munyenye ngiva muguru negwa kuonsi. Nawe wechisunzo chobu nya obuta koma.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kupikura muenda.
Revelations 9. Verse 1 and 2 say.
Nenda be munyenye ngiva muguru.
I saw a star from heaven.
Ngiva kuonsi.
Falling on the earth.
Nawe
bua. And he was given.
Ekisunzo chobu nya obuta
koma. The key of the bottomless pit.
Naye ate kupikura abiro nyosoka rwagani.
Revelations 20 verse 1
say. Malaika ngava
muguru. I saw an angel come from heaven.
Ngiva muita wano munye.
This time he wasn't called the star.
Wano mchaya kino nga alina.
Time and the hours. The key of the bottomless pit.
In
the big chain. Got the dragon to bind it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the time Satan chased from heaven, even his angels, the beginning of AD, after death and resurrection of Jesus, 2019 years back, Satan was not cast on the world. When he was thrown to come down on the world, right from the door of heaven to come down on planet earth. When we read Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7 and verse 10, he was thrown on the world. In the time he's been thrown, the army of angels of chains, angel of bottomless pit, angel of death and hell,
going
to hunt for Satan and the fallen angels, and they left a few numbers of them and left it in authority of church to cause them be bound.
Let's
read Revelations 12 we hear. Revelations 12 from verse
7. Ne muguru Mikaeli ne bamalaika be ngabatabalo kulwana no gusota. Ogusota ne gulwana ne bamalaika baago olw'omunaana. Ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate muguru olw'omwenda. Ogusota ogunene ne gusuulibwa. Omusota ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era Setaani. Omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi Yes,
Jesus March. According to the battle and war which happened, after Christ had risen up,
he took
this blood in heaven
of angels
who had believed him. Angels who didn't believe.
According
to Revelation 12, verse 7 to 10. Angels who believed led by Angel Michael.
And they chased Satan
fallen angels who refused to believe Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. When they chased them, pushed them on this world, and they came out from the door of heaven. Before they had arrived on the world, angels of the bottomless pit had arrived. We see angel bottomless pit following, coming from heaven.
He comes
down with a big chain. Remember, he too was there when the war was
going
on. When they threw Satan come on the world, and his fallen angels, he came out from heavens.
Go command
bottomless pit to hunt for Satan and his fallen angels. Angel of the bottomless pit had one mission.
It
was to arrest Satan himself. Now his army.
They were to
arrest armies of fallen angels to arrest them. That's why Bible speaks in Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 9,
23
and 25. Even things in heaven, that time when Jesus surrendered himself, he needed that sacrifice. That's why Christ Jesus entered the most holy place of heaven, and he took there his blood. Let's read there we hear.
Hebrews 9 from verse 23. Kale, ebifana nyebyebye byomuguru kyabigwanira okunazibwa nebyo. Na yebyomuguru byennyini okunazibwa ne saddaka ezisinga ezo. Abiri munya. Kumanga Kristo teyayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu ekyakolebwa n'emikono. Ekyafaanana ng'ekyo ekyamazima. Na ye muguru mwenyini, okulabi kaka kano maso ga katonda, kurafe.
Have you
heard very well?
Hebrews 9.
Hebrews 9. 23-25.
Buda ganti, nebyo muguru mwenyini.
So even the heavenly things,
they needed
a better sacrifice.
Kubanga Kristo.
For Christ.
Te yingira mchifechi tu kuvecho kuso kwa yo sadaki.
Holy place of this world to give sacrifice.
Na hiya yingira muguru mwenyini.
But to enter heaven itself.
Okulabi kaka maso ga katonda.
To appear before God.
Mukama ofesu wa yatuka muguru.
Jesus when he reached in heaven.
Yatuka yung bamaraika aba.
Angels, as they refuse to believe his blood to cleanse them. Those who are led by Satan, angels believe the blood of Jesus to cleanse them. They are led by Angel Michael. The war to happen. That's why you see Revelation chapter 12, the verse 11 and down.
It shows
they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame Satan and his fallen angels by the blood of the Lamb. Let's get back in Revelations. Most people always say,
Revelations
is not happened, but they happened. Revelations 12 from verse 10.
Nempulye dobozi dene muguru. Ngalio gira antika kano uloko zibuze. Nama nyinobu wakabaka wakatonda wafe. Nobu inza wa Kristo we. Kumanga lopa baganda wafe ya suri wa. Abalopa masoka katonda. Abalopa masoka katonda wafe. Emisana neichiro. Kuminarumu. Nabo bamu wangula urumu saiguo mwana guwe ndiga. Noro chigambo echo kutegeza kwa abwe. Nibata ya gara bulamu wawe. Okutu sokufa.
The
army of angels, how they overcame.
Ba maraika abatuku baba kulemera maraika mbayo.
The right angels led by Angel Michael.
Ba kulirwa a number trillion chikumi.
They made 100 trillions.
Revelations 5:11.
Abo ba
wangura sitani. Kukuba muguru ne ba maraika
bi. Came Satan chasing from heaven and his angels. By the blood of the Lamb.
Wetu buli dembe bani yanga atuwa ramchifundwe chomo guru.
In Hebrews taking in the rim above.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
In the word of the testimony,
not
before the gospel was preached on this world of salvation, it was first preached in heaven. That's why Jesus, when he was in the world, he said, what's done in heaven should be done on earth. The gospel of salvation was first on this
earth.
The gospel of the blood of Jesus took place.
Even
in heaven, they waited for that.
But 100 trillions
of angels believed
to be
cleansed by the blood of Jesus. A third of 100 trillions
of
fallen angels, they refused to believe the blood of Jesus.
They
decided to join on Satan. Now in that time, Jesus commanded angel Michael to
start
the way of chasing Satan and his angels from heaven. When they chased him from heaven to throw him on the world, as he descends down, angel of chain of the bottomless pit to hunt for Satan, bind him 1,000 mystical years which are still moving on up to today. But when he descended with the key of hell, first opened for his army in the past year,
and he
army of fallen angels to imprison them. That's why in Jude 1:6, Bible says, the angels who didn't keep their dominions,
they
kept in the chains of the pit.
Let's
read there, we hear in Jude. Ask the question in you. You expect Satan is
in
charge of hell, the prison of God.
Yeah.
When they chased him from heaven and his angels,
he reached
in the sky, he captured, imprisoned them. Does it make sense? Let's read Jude 1:6 we hear.
Jude 1:6. Ne bamalayika abataakoma bukulu bwabwe bo, naye ne baleka ebifo byabwe bo bennyini, abakuumira mu nchegere ezennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango ogw'okulunaku olukulu.
Owulidde ekyaliwo?
You hear what happened?
Bwe babafubutula mu ggulu,
when they chased them from heaven,
ku ntandikwa ya Eddie,
the beginning of Eddie,
etuyita oluvannyuma lw'okufa n'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe
after the death and resurrection of Jesus,
kubanga bwe yazuukira n'alyoka alinnya mu ggulu,
raised up, he ascended to heaven,
ne bagobayo Sitaani bamalayika,
he cast away Satan and his angels.
Jude 1:6
eraga, Jude 1:6 shows
nti ne bamalayika abataako mabiti wabyabwe,
angels who didn't keep their dominions,
ne baleka ebifo byabwe bennyini,
left their places themselves,
abasinga bakwatibwa bali mu njegere
ez'obuyi, we are captured in the chains of darkness.
Naye ani akulira bamalayika b'enjegere?
But who is in charge of angels of the chains? Angel Abaddon of the bottomless pit.
Tell you,
if
33 trillion.3
of the fallen angels, if they moved free on this world, would have fallen on a problem. See if there are a few of them, but we are not well.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
But
now the question is, Jude 1:6, if it shows just in heaven not keeping dominions, the majority mamba is in hell, Satan, did he imprison them himself? He bound his own army. Now, what has been understanding? Most people always say that apostle is on the world contending with prophets who were here before. And you think they speak with prophets. Not prophets in the Bible. These ones who just come out in these years of AD.
Who
contend with the olden prophets, written in the Bible and apostles, yet me, I'm there to fulfill what they first spoke. Those who came in the midst, they say, Satan is in charge of hell, and they deceive. That we wait in hell, and Satan is on reception, and welcomes those who enter there.
Huh.
And people six in their foreheads, pass quickly.
n'abakwasa emizimu
gye. And gives them to their demons.
And the
demons drag them. And they begin to beat them. And they speak shedding crocodile tears. And you think it's real. Yet they give you poison. You believe deception. They take them under the ocean. That's why you enter under the ocean. The priest of Tyre sits there. Ezekiel 27 shows.
Jezebel
now sits on the door of the ocean. You find her there. That's where they fake them hell. Not real. And the fallen angel remains.
We're
going to see the principalities. Others in the space. Others under the ocean.
Take you
where they enter there.
And
Jezebel is on the gate. And reads the
word.
Tukwaniriza mugeyena. That's your books you got, they say.
I'll read Ezekiel
27.
Get
to the sea, what is in there. Satan himself
is Jezebel.
Jezebel sits there. Let's read we here. You see deception on this world. The God of the Jan of Heaven. Under the ocean I saw. At the reception.
Jezebel.
Jezebel. She fakes the hell. We hear.
Ezekiel 27
from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjigira nate nga kyogera nti naawe omwana w'omuntu tanula okungubagira Tuulo olwokusatu ogambe Tuulo nti ayigwe atuula awayingirirwa mu nnyanja omusuubuzo w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bwati mwayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe ayi Tuulo oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi olwokuna
owulira atuula wayingira mu
sits at the gateway to the sea
kakati gwe basingana ku
reception
era abasinga be muyita bannabbi bamwe
most you call your prophets.
Those
went to hell and they found Satan on reception. They entered under the ocean at the Bermuda Triangle. Where is the master of the devils? Let's move on. We hear.
So
read that as we read principalities.
I show
you devils best to deceive the world.
Ezekiel 27
verse 4.
Ensalo zo ziri mutima gw'ennyanja.
Eri bazimba yo.
Yeah, they built there.
Wansi mu nnyanja.
Under the ocean.
Nadara Bermuda Triangle.
Mostly Bermuda Triangle.
Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic Ocean.
Ennyanja zonna zisinga bazimba mu Indian Ocean.
What have bodies they have some bases there.
Kakati.
Now.
Wali ebifo bazimba.
The places they build.
Bagetera mugeyena.
And they fake hell from there.
Ati bakutwala.
Now they take you.
Otuke.
When you reach there.
And
they make two groups among themselves. Those who are enrolled entered there.
Give
those who give punishments. Now fallen angels. Those known as demons. Others go aside to be sent, they will be punishing.
And
others are the ones being brought. Like people brought in hell. And they begin to fake it your way.
You're
joking with how these people are gone.
And
they appear as messages of light and they fake messages.
Trying
to speak of what is like truth.
But
they knew they put poison in it. Deception. And they know whoever believes it. Deception, but it looks like it is accepted before God. They are not accepted. Don't get a seal of God in hearing deception. Move on in the Ezekiel we hear.
We
show you briefly where the fake messages from.
That
gate entering ocean. They show you like a gate entering heaven.
And
when you reach under the ocean,
that
water is
high.
They made a dry land under there.
Now,
you are seeing like heaven, yet you are under the ocean.
Mama tuingira muguru. Tuhula abasinga bagamba.
That's why money say.
Kwa ita mutano kwa tugenda muguru.
The tunnel going to heaven.
Tano ya munyange.
Tunnel under the ocean.
And
they pass the tunnel.
They
made different channels and tunnels. When he has
someone
passing the tunnel to go to heaven, I was at
Yesu
the beach. Jesus passed me at the beach to go to heaven.
You know,
they went in the ocean. You pass the beach to enter heaven. They say they also speak like Ezekiel.
Ezekiel
was a vision at the river of Keba. Wasn't physically there.
Spiritual
world showing him the spirit flowing like water.
Let's
move on and you hear.
They
give you see where the fake messages of hell, even those of the fake heaven.
At that
heaven, they take those people telling us they
are
still building it. Heaven of God is ready, finished to be built.
Now,
under the ocean, they are still building
there.
And you find structures with grass in them.
It
was not completed. Finish in the Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 27,
verses 4.
Ensalo zo ziri mutima gw'ennyanja. Abazimbi bo batukiriza obulungi bwo.
Bakyazimba.
They are still building.
Era mwe abafuna messages mbuza guru.
Messages of heaven.
Mwe nyumba yote nina bakugwa. Simanya eri kukoro place.
On wall plate not complete.
You
know, under the
ocean, they're still building there.
Jesus was saying, John 14, he said, fear not,
I'm
going in my Father's house. There are many mansions, many storied buildings there.
Even Abraham
God builds.
Ibrahim
Abraham of long ago.
Hebrews
11.
Ove
come from verse
8
to 16. Fought for a city God
built.
The Bible says, not ashamed.
Called
them. Prepared them a city. This was where they went. And again,
now,
I saw they didn't preach the gospel much. Angels seated there, and they
had
abandoned their structures. They no more build them. And angels no more made bricks there. Friends, angels are not one built the city of God. God built it himself, and it's complete already. Jerusalem city of heaven, and it is built very beautiful. I got surprised. Look at us. Let me take you where they took others, where they are still building. We went under the ocean.
And
went there, they put a jacket on me of not appearing, invisible. I wandered.
I met
Jezebel on the throne of Satan. She sits under the ocean.
Satan
was bound, given authority to Jezebel, given all power. Fallen angels. They are in their meeting. They plan evil on us.
Let's go
pick those who are for God. Show them fake message. And they are still building down there.
So they
show you the house of your brother. The house of teacher. Pastor Muchiri's house. On one plate. And the grass has grown there. And angels have sat down where they make bricks from. And they are no more making them. In we who's heaven.
Gone
in that to show you.
The messages
released on hell initially, they faked them. Let's hear from the brother. Praise the Lord, brethren. I'm Apostle Innocent.
Mbadde nsaba ko musana okumanya ku nsonga eno trillion ya 3 musatu
mwezi
33.3 trillion.
You know of the 33.3 trillion.
Zezasulibwa.
They were the one fallen angels.
That is a third of the whole arm of
holy angels.
Mbadde njala okumanya ba angels betudiringa nabo.
I'm requesting the angels we deal not with.
Betulwanagana nabo ngo jeka abasibwa ne Satan.
Those we fight with besides those bound by Satan.
That is
Satan.
Kati bo soma Matayo musanvu.
If you read Matthew 7,
kulunyirole 10 ne 7.
And the verse 13.
Betulaganti narrow is the gate that leads to life.
It shows in the ekube erigenda mu gulutono.
And wide is the road that leads to destruction.
Erigenda mu geyena dene.
And many find it.
Era batona baliraba.
Banji abaliraba erinye erigenda
mu. Abagenda mu geyena ekube dene banji baliraba.
So ndabo talo lunonga really sophisticated mungeri nti betubanga abantu betulwanagana nabunga ate tubayinza
if those we fight with and we can handle
atenga banja ate balabe kube erigenda mbunye obutakoma
many see the way to hell
nzengamba tuli ba mukiso okutegeera ebyobuziba buno kubatu manyine enkweza
sitana I say we bless not
kubera nga tukola okulaba akatukendeza ku namba
ate we now can work reduce their number
erigenda mbunye obutakoma kati nyala kumanya namba je tulwanagana nayo ngojeke yasibibwa
number of that we fight with the fallen angels
yes ye
praise Jesus
ekitundu tundu ku chocho yasibibwa
the portion of them we are bound
vinakuba dividing
and you have divided. We are all to see that in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
we
would have ascended in the realm above. Why
do
we start them in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven? That's the great gathering of the angels and the holy ones of God.
Not go
in their scriptures this time.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
I will not go in their scriptures because we have to study them in the city of God.
And
send it to the rim above. Here, we hint on them show territory where they are. After being chased them from the city.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus' mind.
So, Uganda.
Now, brother, it's a portion of them we are bound. The rest are there. It's been hard to cause them to be imprisoned. For we are sending them in the desert. in the sea where they live.
As you prepare,
I send you in the ocean. And they say, you've sent us home. We shall come back tomorrow. And as we are taking, we are going, we are gone. We shall come back, we shall come back. They spoke that in church, the demon
churches,
we shall come back. But where they sent them, they don't bind them there.
And
if you know where they fear, they
torment.
Fear in the torments in hell. They told the Lord Jesus,
you
want to send us in the torments before our time? Did they weren't measuring the seasons? The season is in the castle of God. Let's first put that aside. Most of what the brothers asked, the number of the fallen angels not bound, those put in authority of charge, how many are there? We shall study that in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven.
We will
room in the rim above, where we find very heavens. Praise Jesus much.
So, what's
taken us there is the little thing. Come from Jude
1:6
to show that Satan, not the one who is in charge of hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God,
but
there is
angel
Abaddon,
army
of angels 200 billions.
And
they are responsible for Jude
1:6.
A portion of angels chased from heaven
to
bind them in hell.
We used
to go to Ezekiel 27,
where
show you where the fake messages of hell from.
Then
heaven, they are still building. People reach to tell us, I made structures which like slums in heaven. And they're like the slums of Katwe in Uganda.
Katanga
in Uganda.
obuyumba yumba mbwa bubi muguru ebyo biri eyo mu nyanja gye ndabiraba
under the ocean I saw there
uri ebyumba bibali bazimba
biro biri eyo just they built in ashes before they were
so kala biyimiriza ngitalo zibafuka
abandoned them when wars were much on them
kubanga tebafuna budde bwa kuzimba eyo mu nyanja
time to build
singa tubateka kuninga
if we put them on tension
babira kulutalo ebyumba ne babireka
on wars they abandoned their structures
nekate nakuzino bazimba
but this is the people
wengura bazimba
even in the sky the built cities there in the kingdom of the stars
ne kuzi planet
on other planets
abakora gani bana science
they work with the scientists
mubaita ba alien
you call them aliens
the
green men
kati tuwachi ali utalo teli aba
kuba no one is putting tension on them
nguruganda bwaga
like the brother said
chifunza omulyangu gena muguru
what narrows the door to heaven
kumura kumanya
lacking knowledge
era chavaga mbazikira lwa kumura kumanya
it's destroyed for lacking knowledge
chechifunza omukubeli gena
narrows the door to heaven
echikazi yekubeli ngira mugera
broadens the way to heaven
kushanya omusana gwa kumanya
destroying the light of knowledge
noziba masoga magizigaba
you blind the eyes of people's minds
utonda obulimba bonje
mwose you create much falsehood on the world
kubeli gena mugena
libali kazi the way to hell is broadened
robo tamanya
for lacking knowledge
abantu bazikiri
people get destroyed
sigandi akakubo kafunda
I said that the way is narrowed
kali ruda
where is that way
wama msimamu chibi akakuba akagena muguru
akara the way to hell have you seen it before
akakuba akagena muguru akatini
hell the narrow way
akagena muguru
the way to heaven
wakalaba
have you ever seen
kuba katike wakwata na yeke nkana kati
what you held onto how big is it oh how it is size
are liye ligera mugira
in the way to hell
bali abanafa batakiriza
liba ku don't believe where they headed to
liye nkana lidi
how big is it
si kubuli akulaba
ko the physical way to be seen
wabulu lokubulu okumanya
for lacking knowledge
kubanga musana gwoku
on the light of
kutumulisiza waje
tulaba what lightens us where we going
ikizikize kyobutamanya
darkness of ignorance
chitukwasa makuba amachamu
it has to wrong ways
kubeligena mugira
the way to hell
nirigeja kutamanya
burdens for lacking knowledge
ye madini amanji musaga nalitado musana kukumanya
in the world not bringing light of knowledge
kubanga bobori wagenda mugira
if you go to heaven
rinokore bikorewa mugira
how to fix done in heaven
nibo bato bimanya ona akoro
don't know them how will you do them
yani ayinzo kubulira
who can tell you there
kitegeze kubiryo zibuli yakulaba
obutamanya see for lacking knowledge
Washinga mutude makanisi
most of you sit in church
ne mwagara njiri ya byafuna
want the financial gospel
ne muzibira dale kubeli genda mukuru kwa mwagara kumanya byamo
the way to heaven for you don't want no things of heaven
kitufu tubabulire byemfuna
do we preach you financing
urumu
sometimes
kubange ziba nyongeza
those are additions
ne bitu koisa wansi
we those we use under the sun
yesi injili
but it's not the gospel
Yesu yebazi
praise Jesus much.
Songa tukulaga ukatono je bafakingira message.
We please show you where the fake messages from.
Exactly.
Messages of hell and heaven. Under the ocean.
Webata kugatira wali mubwengula.
Don't fake it in the sky.
Simanyi batwalani yali bamutwala miaka 7.
Him at 7 years. Who is that one? Manjeri.
Bomubuza byala bamugulu.
If you ask her what she saw in heaven.
Baba masaza bamutwala wali mubwengula.
Principalities took her up there in the sky.
Jibabu sizanga chibuko mumbaro wa Buganda Uganda.
Where the vision has this demon of Buganda. Chibuka omumbaro.
Omanyi chibuko oliyo
mu Buganda. Chibuka omumbaro.
Wa Buganda.
Mu Uganda. In Uganda.
Yabuka nga nabereri mu Buganda jarwani.
He was flying a fort in the space.
Ngalike myo yemibi.
He had evil spirits taking him there.
Akati oli manjeri.
Now Irene Manjeri.
Uyo ne yema masize bamtwara wali
ku. Principalities took her up there.
When you gain a muguno vayo no fuke chisasa
la what happened you come back become something worthless like that
no fuko munyazinga wagena
muguru a robber you went to heaven
simanyi ukutuka muguru chita chitu
reaching chitono. Heaven you call it a small thing
no gena muguno kuma ono tandiko wasaba
sasa you come back you begin to marry men
ngabwogo babwo
wasabwo as you chase you marry you chase
umanyi mwanyina fori aida
you know our sister aida
uyo kati byali
that is what she's in that life
ikambogere ko bene
nyeko nane atuswa them to repent but we get shame
nuva no yambarango
come out clothed like
These ones, they faked them information. You look to those who went to heaven. None of them passed a rope within this Bible to go to heaven. Satan can fake it. They show them they passed the rope with their luggage on the heads.
Now
I overcame on the world. Why God passed me a rope to go to heaven?
If we
ascended to go to heaven, did the Lord pass the rope to enter heaven? Is it moving upwards, so we have to ascend? I scorn, but I don't.
But
put it in your mind. The rope goes to heaven. You have to ascend up. How do you climb a rope? Ascend up.
Messages.
You see those messages? Sis.
You need
to think. If we pass a rope,
and
the door is open, it's up there. The rope is like that. How do we climb it like that? Even Jesus himself, chapter
1,
we did see him on the rope climbing to heaven. Are you people?
Bible,
accept the Holy Spirit. Repent, help you understand his words. But if we've left everything, after we overcome, we find on the rope, even James, Israel, Jacob, Genesis 28:10, where we came from heaven down, he had to climb and move us. Why I pass a rope struggle like that? I give up on things of heavens. I fight. Angels pick me, take me. For in Luke 16:19-19.
Lazarus,
when he checked
on the body,
lifted by angels.
Lazarus,
angels to lift me. I pass a rap.
Messages
we have faked from under the ocean, in the sky, in the kingdom of the stars. And they faked a heaven which has never been there. And they
said,
heaven, they were slabs like of chicken structures. Those were not so righteous. They were in those structures. My goodness. Who tells you
were
not righteous, you reach heaven.
What are messages?
You see such a message.
You
will not be righteous much. You will reach heaven. At least
you will
be in the
sky.
You never reach there. Ever since they released that message, you see how church appears. Someone gets saved, but they don't change. They damage others. They become niggers in the church. The boys play the air. They're like crested where their hair stretch up like that. They cut them like that. They have earrings. Character and evil, immoral ways. People said, "For you don't work much righteous, at least you'll be in the slums of heaven."
And
God appear on the door of heaven, and I'm watching over it. The door of heaven, they don't watch over it. There are no guards there. They watch when they chase Satan from there. What enemy are they protecting to watch over the door?
The
gate is the Holy Spirit. See when you reach there.
Message to Mazio was a good
the messages in the depth. The answer was fake lies.
But
in 2005,
as they
brought much fake,
he told,
"Come, I take you, show you truth." And lies. Both you will know them.
Then you go into the
capital.
And when you be my witness of the truth of the Bible,
the
God of heaven moved the Bible.
The Bible
says, what did I see?
You know, there's
still little scriptures in the Bible.
God
spoke of them in Jeremiah 23.
They still,
my words mixed them in the false hope. They stole a few verses and they put them in their lies. Satan. That is on reception. You know a crocodile. A crocodile shuts eyes with tears. You think it's and you pity it. You have mercy. It is hungry.
And you will take.
Let me try to
switch
it. It will beat off those fingers. Let me tell you, the body is a corn man. If it rejoices, it cries. If it feels pain, it cries. If you go to physical tears of your eyes, you are finished. Cry in your heart.
Grieve.
Let all grief be in the heart.
Despite
someone rejoicing, crying. What is wrong with you? I'm joyful, overjoyed.
How good you know?
This is what fake message. Satan was in them shedding tears. And he said, I'm done, I'm finished them.
Someone
is crying in reality.
If
they cried, they wouldn't have done what they are doing. If they cried from their hearts.
Messages,
when I teach these messages, I don't cry in my heart.
For
I cried, the eyes physical are liars. I want to tell you, grieve
from
your
heart
on that you can fall in when you go in hell. The other shed, and you feel tears taking over. You
know,
someone has a problem. When people see other cry, they also feel to cry. They begin to tune in crying mode. If you go to the who have lost relatives, if you don't want to cry, you feel they push you into crying. You are tuned into crying mode. Let's finish Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 27, verse
5.
Mbawozo zonna bazija miberozi ejiva kuseniri. Baje emivule kule banoni okukolera omulongooti.
Wali wono omulongooti.
There is a mast even there.
Okuva ebiro biri ebyedde tunaba tusoma ku standing
agwa mu kulu. Right from them when they saw Satan chest in heaven.
Ebiro biri ebyasooka bali bakola omulongooti.
Eras before they had made a mast.
Bava eri n'ebyombo
byabwe mu bwengula. When they come with their fleets from the sky.
Omulongooti ogwo gufubutuka yo.
Mast comes out of the water.
Ne jituula kuli ne ebyombo ne bituula ne bayingira wansi
mu nyanja. Sit on it, they are lowered in the ocean.
Omulongooti ogwo guli mu kafuko bayita Bermuda Triangle.
This is in a place called Bermuda Triangle. If it comes out, no fleet passes there. They pull it under the ocean. And they said the ship got lost. The aeroplanes passed there, disappeared. They find them under the ocean. Those who want to know of it,
they
know they test us, see whether we have understanding. And they act films, ghost ship. And the ship is under the ocean. There are demons in it. Let me tell you.
Drama
passed in America to get here. People nearing those seas and oceans. Powers of ocean, those who go under the ocean go there.
And
they sell body private parts there. Even sell their souls there. Even the fruits. Like their character, their soul there.
era tugenda kubogerako
oja kwewuunya
pastor atandika atoli
ebisiyaga
atunda
he sells his bum to those fallen angels
tugenda kubisoma nga tulaba
study as we see principalities I will hint on some of those. The one who had
character,
he sells all of it. You are joking.
And
God opened doors for me. I traveled to America. As he comes back from that trip, the one who was merciful, the pastor, the one who preached the right gospel, and they sold the gospel. And even sell all the people in the congregation. And you remain, a sense of crossing a road is all you remain with.
Eating
food, going to toilet.
And they
say, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. They can tell you, God has said, let's go out, run around the village. You go to that. You are joking with madness. Most you can sell their souls with that there.
In
those your synagogues.
You see a pastor
bewitching, priest, and rings you can't leave. They sold you.
Michael Jackson.
They make things for Michael Jackson.
I sold my soul to the devil.
Ememe yange ni Satan. That is how we sang that song. But we sold our souls to Jesus. And he bought with a high price. He cannot buy us back.
He
sold my soul to Jesus.
If he
sold you to Satan, mine I sold it to Jesus. He bought us with the price of the blood. I sold my soul to Jesus.
If you have
ability, go buy it back if you can. Praise Jesus.
In
2 Peter chapter 2 and the verse 4, Bible moves on to quote that still fallen angels just in heaven, some of them were imprisoned. Apostle Peter, the Holy Spirit passed through this report. They revealed it, they knew.
Petero, 2
Peter chapter 2 from verse 4.
Kubo banga Katonda tiyasonyiwa bamalayika bwe bayonoona naye n'abasuula mu lukonko n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza okubakuumira omusango Rukutano. Era n'atasonyiwa nsi
eyeddakubanga
era Katonda tiyasonyiwa bamalayika abayonoona n'abakuumira mu
njegezaekizikiza they bound most of them. Those who remain, Revelation explained the same. They are in three categories from their groups. Revelation 18 told us this. Let's read there we hear. These we are put in authority, those who remain. We are put in authority of church to cause them to be bound. Revelations 18 verses 1.
Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ne ndaba malayika omulala ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'alina obuyinza bungi n'ensi n'emulisibwa ekitiibwa kye olw'okubiri n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ery'amaanyi ng'ayogera nti kigudde kigudde Babulooni ekinene ne kifuuka ekisulo ky'abalubaale
abasooka bali mu kibinja ky'abalubaale
first in the group of the demons. Demons of the clans. Revelations
18
verse
2.
Those known as evil spirits. Those are under the ocean.
Even the
underground bankers.
Nekomera lya buli nnyonyi mbi ekyayibwa
kakati abamu basigala mu bwengula
they remain in the sky evil birds
kyekimu ekyokusatu
that is the afar that's why they are in the three categories
abamu baafuuka balubaale
batawaanya demons
ezitawaanya mu bikale nnimi n'amawanga
ne
tusoma mu lusozi luli olw'obulogo
bwobwensiabalala
baafuuka mizimu gya mu
nnyanja
ne muzi
bankers
ezisimiddwa
america
russia
and russia
baliyo bageteo
omuntu bulinnyo
abalanyonyimbi bakyasobola obuka
babeeraoza
mwawulira ennaku ezo waliyo eyavaayo nga
mukadde
malayika omukadde n'agwa abamu bakyalimu era bayinza okulabikira
olaba malayika
abo be bataakubibwa nnyo mu lutalo olwabajja mu
ggulu
kakati gwe
now you
ebintu bye nalaba mu lugendo
lw'eggulu
bayibuli ebitegeka bulungi
nnyo
sinnatuuka kusomesa baamusaza naye
nkulagako
abaasibwa mu geena omanyi abaasibwa mu geena si be baliyo
bokawaliwo
naye myoyo egyeddedda egy'oku mulembe gwa Noa
egyn'abasuulibwayo kati
olaba gye bayita ennyonyi
embi see an evil bird is that one the fallen angel in that time
abakyali mu bwengula abeera mu bwakabaka bwe
in the kingdom of the stars
bakwatagane bannassaayansi nga
bagenze
kaakati muno obulala obwafuuka
emizimualien
obutalina
biwawatibobusinga
kubeera wansi mu nnyanja
nemugandagulawundi
kaakati buno obunafu ennyo obwalwa obwakubibwa
ennyonnyobwebulinnyaku
mitwebubeera mu bika na nnimi
namawanawefuula
mizimu
gy'abaafubugamba
butuzimbira
ennyumba
nosinga nake bazimbira akasinsirawo kati akati era bwobusangewa
musambesambe
busisira nga bwobulangira mbamanyi muli
obwobwo
kali nnyaku
mutono
ngaakatereeramu
muli
ng'otandika otunguka
ebiryoaa
abate babakuba nnyo
abasingabalingabo
alien bunaye ngaate tebatuka ku ddaala lyabali ababeera mu
nnyanja
ne mu underground
bankers
bano babeera eyo mu busiisira mu bazimbira
ku mitwe gy'abantuobuwonga
mu mbuzi mu nkoko
nosiŋŋana
endiga ewaka
eyo ndiga yabajjajja
kaakati abo
those ones
buyinza bwa kanisa
authority of church
teri kubasindika mu nsi
nyingalo
tulina kukolagana ejjira bamalayika era bayibuli omala otuwa obuyinza mu
matayo 10
olw'okumi olw'okubiri egamba
bweti
matayo essula ey'ekkumi n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri
Matthew 10 from verse 2.
Abatuma abo ekumi n'ababiri amannya gaabwe ge gano. Eyasooka ye Simooni ayitibwa Peetero ne Andereya muganda we, Yakobo omwana wa Zebedaayo ne Yokaana muganda we, olwokusatu Firipo ne Bartolomaayo.
Katuddeyo ku lusooka.
Matayo 10 olunyo lusooka.
Matthew 10 from verses 1.
N'ayita abayigirizwa be 12 n'ababwa obuyinza ku dayimooni omubi okumugobanga n'okuwonyanga endwadde zonna n'obunafu bwonna
kituufu yatuwa obuyinza ku
dayimooni
bubidda betwogerako badayimooni mu bibinja
byabwe
tulabyeko baalubaale etulabako abayitibwa emizimu
egyo
baalienitulabako abayitibwa ennyonyi embi abakyabeera mu bwengulaeri
All,
then we have to cause them to be bound.
The
poverty he gave us is the Holy Spirit.
Zechariah
4:6 is said, not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God.
Is
the authority given us.
That's
why I say in Acts 1:8, when the Spirit will come and give you power. Now authority
is
not a mere word. That given church. Authority to chase demons. It's the Holy Spirit.
That's
why I say Matthew 28. If I chase demons by my Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come. Authority given us is the Holy Spirit. Not
me.
I have authority. I chase you. That's not authority. Authority is not a word per se.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Authority
given us to chase demons in the Holy Spirit. After we get power,
and
become commanders of the Holy Spirit. Command armies of angels to bind of the chains, angels of death and hell. Command angels, attack here, Angel Michael, chase demons, Angel of fire, burn them. You are in the authority of the Holy Spirit. You cannot call yourself with the authority physically. It's not physical.
It's
not authority you feel. Authority is the Holy Spirit.
He says, Zechariah
4:6, not by power, not might, but by the Spirit of God.
He
said, Matthew 12:28, if I cast demons by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God has come for you. Authority given us is the Holy Spirit. After is in us, we can command heaven.
It's
the angel
Michael
came from heaven with the army.
As he just
said that from heaven,
Revelation 12,
verse 7,
10
to 10,
today,
chest them
in the
sky
of this place,
in the ocean,
in
the valleys,
on
the heads of the
gods.
In the gods.
It's
the angel of chains. Now you see, church, the prayer we prayed did give us power to bind them. So you were binding them yourself. Authority given you.
And
you see what authority you have.
Look
at this. They are playing on who? Don't you like the seven boys in the Acts?
Yes,
Jesus, we know at all. Who are you?
We just
Paul see the name of Jesus whom Paul preaches. They beat and tore their clothes. Why do you think these days they tore people in churches? They tie them. They tear you, but they don't know authority they have.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Matthew
18:18. He says this.
Matthew 18:18. Mazima mbagamba nti byonna bye muli siba ku nsi bidisibibwa mu ggulu. Era byonna bye muli sumulula ku nsi bidisumululibwa mu ggulu.
Now listen. After heaven chased Satan and his angels from heaven, we know what did that is the angels. Angel Michael and his group.
Jude 1:6,
most of them are imprisoned. Now the number which remained,
let's
say Revelation
18,
is the authority of church.
They say,
to command to bind, heavens will bind it.
Everything
you bind on
earth,
heavens will be bound.
The
wisdom in that word, not that. What example can I give you? Look,
If they bind on earth, in the heavens they're binding. I ask, if they bind me on this world, I'm imprisoned. Heavens, do they imprison me? Am I in heaven?
Bible meant
what you bind on earth will bind in heavens. It happens in heavens. No.
It should have
to cause them be bound. To call heavens and earth.
And you can call
angels come from heaven and they come serve us.
Hebrews
chapter 1.
13
and
14.
Angels spirit sent. Coming from where? From heaven. To go serve. To inherit salvation. Note that I find a demon. Even in heavens they look for it. Maybe it has its copy in heavens. Not that. How did you understand that word?
No,
you've been quoting that verse. It is written.
Matthew chapter
18. I bind you. Angels. How do they do that? For you to spoke what you did know. And at times the Holy Spirit said, okay, just handle it.
Shall
we do children of God to forsake them? Now you command angels who come from heavens.
It
came in Revelation 20. Abaddon with a chain. And now you know my heavens. You are in the bottomless pit. Angels enough.
That's true.
Purify, haunt demons.
The
fallen angels.
How do they like you?
Haunted them just in heavens.
You're
going to study where their bases are. And you direct them very well.
No,
a commander of war gives directives. If you saw of films of war, now you can say, and you are on the station radio call.
No gamba.
You say,
battalion
song, passing the sky,
you
strike in this east, from this place. If you don't know how to read and direct them,
you can direct
and they hit them where they are. You can direct and they strike your bases yourself.
But
if you break angels to attack, how do you do it? The Bible says, Revelation 22,
8
and
9,
these angels, they are workers with us who hold the word of God. And if they are workers with us, when did you send them that you work together? In that prayer of war,
ever
send them when that you work together? I had you pray and you said, I
bind
them in the desert. Yet you are here. Now you saw yourself in the desert. And you're there binding them. Now, what is this one?
Okay. Yes, you
must praise Jesus.
It's
through hell is moving on to work even today.
In
prison, they bind evil spirits.
Now,
if you become rebellious, like rebellious angels, you'll be bound. Angel of death, the shepherd of the evils. When the shepherd, you get tired of you.
He
moves you to the flock in hell. The group of angels of the
people,
they divided themselves in two. They are those working on death, taking out spirits. If they dare pick you out, and you are a sinner, they give you to hell, angel. Take them in the prison. You know, Psalms says, they were put death to be their shepherds. Death is not a mere word. Death is an angel.
He shepherds
evil wherever you go.
It
waits for the time to snatch you from the body. You know the shepherd of the righteous,
it's
the Lord Jesus. Let's read in the Psalms.
Zaburi esula ya 13 n'olunyiri lwa 19.
Zaburi ana mmeka?
Zaburi ana mwenda.
Zaburi esula ya 19 n'olunyiri lwa 14.
Psalms 49 verse 14.
Batekerwawo amagombe ng'ekisibo. Kufa anabera ng'omusumba waabwe.
Akati uliriza.
Now listen.
Magombe ky'ekisibo.
Hell is the flock.
Bw'obanga olemaganye wano.
If you fail on this world,
bakutwala mu kisibo mukomera.
They take you in the flock in the prison.
Akati w'oba oli wano ng'oli mwononye ku nsi.
So here on the sinner on the world.
Kufa yabera omusumba.
Death is your shepherd.
Akutambulirako buli kiseera era namwe mukyogera buli
kiseera
tutambulira mu kufa.
We walk in death.
Ingabari kumbyaga.
Death is always pursuing you everywhere.
Mutambulira mu
kiseera. We move in death as people speak.
Kalari omusumba oli tabanga
okusumba bonono. The shepherd has never left to shepherd the evil.
Ababera kera bwakukowa.
If you get tired of you, you see an accident, sickness and the others picks you out.
Ngakurikiza kuwa magombe kome kisibo
chojeje. For your flock is awaiting you.
Komanyi kufa wano itabateka konje.
Death does not put chains on people. You see walking
in
stealing, in immorality. He's following you in your actions.
Oh, because
you've done Elsa. Let's wait your day. After I get there to shepherd you, he said, Lord, I'm tired of this one. Move them into the flock in hell.
They
tie them on the you know, every flock, they tie animals there. You are a god.
Animal,
you are
animal.
Not an, me are animal. You are a god.
Listen,
I speak to a rebellious rebellion against God's word. You still have time if you are on the world become a sheep. For the sheep
humble,
it follows the master Jesus. But the more you are a goat, the sign the goat has is one. Its tail is moved up. It's exposed. It shows,
it shows
its nakedness, its actions not
right.
The sheep called its tail is covering it like that. And the blood of Jesus covered its sins. Now you were speaking vulgar, you're like a goat. You speak out, the mouth opens.
You speak right,
like a goat, the tail is up like that. Exposed.
You think
why they call them gods?
Your actions open,
stealing immorality. Vulgarness, you
do
and things like that, you do it open.
But
we
cover
the hearts. God, I will not speak vulgar. I will not steal. I will not go into immorality. I cover myself sheep. The tail of the sheep covers it.
The time you began
to act a goat. After death will fail on you. Death shepherds, he said now.
Me, do,
this is a goat. I failed on it.
The
spirit we take from the body.
The angel of death is there to take
but doesn't put pain on you when it gets you. Even if you fall on accident,
you
check from the body, be surprised.
Not
inflicted pain on you. It doesn't touch even you.
Angel Gabriel.
Take them as you took Lazarus. Take them.
And
they don't hate you. They take you to heavens. You've kept
right.
But if they dare find you,
angel
get you from the body with your sins. Snatches drugs you by
force.
That's why most of you defecate on yourself.
You
look through your eyes like that.
And you wake up like that. Now you're about to go. They sample you. You see the men in the window. The sickness is much you're going. You see, as you look in the window, and there is a funny man there. I'm dead. What is wrong with our sick man?
I brought
angels to see their works.
I
saw death
and
I feared, even cried tears. I came back, the heart pumping random.
I had to go
7 years, see what they do. I reached, got used to them.
And
I see rich. The rich
man.
Sick person is getting a nightmare. Others, they take them fighting. Don't take me. Leave me alone. And begin to defecate on themselves. They are taking them out of the body. Drag you if you don't align yourself. Many works God does under the sun. Man can never comprehend. Yet they are moving on.
Now
we say Ecclesiastes 8, verse 16 to down. Those happen in this world. People don't see with physical eyes. Let's read in the Ecclesiastes we see. Message we failed still to finish it. Ecclesiastes 8, verse 16.
Bwe nasayo mutima gwange okumanya amagezi n'okulaba emirimu egikolebwa ku nsi kubanga waliwo era atafuna tulo mu maaso ge emisana n'ekiro 17 awo ne ndaba omulimu gwonna ogwa Katonda omuntu nga tayinza kukebera mulimu ogukolebwa wansi w'enjuba kubanga omuntu ne bw'ategana atya ogukebera naye taligulaba wiwaawo Nato omugezigezi ne bwalowooza okugumanya naye taliyinza kugulaba.
Waliwo emirimu Katonda gy'akola wansi w'enjuba.
Their works God does under the sun. Man though they refuse sleeping.
Alabe bajja mu kitaawe.
To see how they take off their father from the body.
Yagaranda be
bwafu. I want to see how they die.
Mama nyabo.
You are joking.
Bamushikashikanya
nga tolaba. Drag them as you don't see.
Daddy, Daddy, ugenda.
Don't go. You are going. I saw things threatening. I just got used to them. Yet I got knowledge. And I counseled myself to get out of sin. I don't know what you're up to there. You know, the white saints, we put cameras. See the spirit come from a human being, we see how it goes.
Those are some of
works God retains. Remains do, though you protrude your eyes, you never see them.
But
begin to see them through knowledge.
And
pray God envision you of that. You will see when they take someone. You can see this where wind and it's blowing, entering someone's house and gets out to hear tears in there. Angels become winds. They are moving and they walk every day. People rebellious, taking hell, you don't see that. Up to now they are gathering and they are passing through. Now you want to do that? I cry. Apostle, why laugh over that? When the situation is not well? It's what happens. God never cries every day, for he sees them. That is how align yourself, go back home in heaven. In this world, you are in a dream. Most things you don't see them. And they will pick you when you're there and no one helps you. Now you will see death yourself and hell is behind him like this.
You
know, angel of death is not so threatening. He's on the yellow horse.
But
the
one who threatens is the one following him behind. As you look behind, my God, there is a horse with a lion head. He has serpents. He has swords, drills on him.
You
begin to defecate on yourself. For they have told you. Psalms 49:14. They put hell to be their flock. Death is the shepherd of the evils. He's always there. Up to now they are
around.
You're going to adultery. Death is following you.
My,
look at this goat again.
If
animals see them, remember in Numbers,
the year
of Prophet Balaam, when Balak persuaded him,
angel
stood before them with a sword, and the animal donkey saw. But the prophet no more seeing.
Now the animals
who see angel of death, and they begin to cry, make their noise. All begin to make noise.
Who is going?
Go bewitch people of your home. It's not a witchcraft bird. And they say,
if the
wild cat cried before he died,
yet
so death has arrived in that area, and the wild cat begins to make noise. Funny noise, chichichi and ava. And the goats begin to beat their toy like that. What is happening? They remain epic, animals have seen the trouble has arrived. The bird came home, it cried till the father died. It's been 3 days already. God bewitch people. You begin to speak once, you abuse it.
If
you speak, they will take them.
You will
read in Numbers 22.
You will
see an animal, a donkey,
and
sees the angel of death,
but
the prophet doesn't see him. Those animals see those angels and they say human beings. Now they're going to take someone these people don't know. That's why the goats of your home, when you've lost someone, they are there crying. The goats say, you take away your you take us, eat
our past.
The actor was taken, you are wasting time crying. That God has stricken you. It's the disease they have gone to beat who has beaten you, the living. You have wiseaking. Take us, eat our grass.
And
the goats are on funeral, they don't mind you. None of their business. You want to cut us, eat us again that you've lost someone. What happens there? Now Revelation 6, verse 7 and 8. We are going to be ending there.
Kubikura esula eyomukaga.
Revelation 6 and verse 7.
Buyabembula kabonero akokuna. Nempulye dobozi liyechiramu echokuna nga chogeranti jangu. Romunana. Nendava. Ira. Laba. Embalasi ya chenvu neyali atuddeko erinnya lye kufa.
Simanyo babali mulengere
ekipande. I don't know if people there whether you see this image on the projector. But we're about to release a bigger image. We display it, you'll see it.
Naye waliwo embalasi atudde ku mbalasi ya kyenvu wansa.
One on the yellow horse down there.
Oyo yakulemberamu emirimu erinnya lye bamuyita kufa.
That one is the one who comes before is called death.
Wetwali tusoma mu Zaburi eya 78.
When reading the Psalms 78 and the verse 9.
Alina ekibinja ky'abamalayika b'okufa bagenda Misiri.
Group of angel of death who went to Egypt.
They were picking abiribiri bonna.
They picked out all the firstborns. Of Egypt.
Kati kufa we yakulemberamu.
Death goes in the front.
Abadavunayizwa kulunda ku nsi kuno olw'obujeemu.
Who shepherded you on this world for your rebellion.
Agombe namuvaako emabega. Hell
follows him. If he gets it from the body.
Nga ulimono.
And you are a sinner.
Magombe.
Hell.
Kwata munaitwara. Ene mbuzi.
Take this your goat. Take it in the flock.
Tumalire yo tulabe.
Let's finish with him.
Revelation
6:8.
Nendaba era lava. Embala seya chenvu. Neyali atuddeko erinya lye kufa. Ne magombe nagenda naye.
Magomba muvako mabiga.
Hell follows behind him.
Oyo aitwa magombe.
The one called hell.
Ye malaika Abaddon.
Is the angel Abaddon.
Yatekawo assistant we.
He put his assistant.
Ye kufa.
His death.
Aberawo ye wanonga atamba.
He's always here moving.
N'ekibinja ki.
With his number.
Bayitamu nga bakunganya emyoyo gya.
Fast to get the spirits of people.
Babera mu lutalo wakati.
They are in the middle of war. As you get guns shoot each other, they are picking people out.
Bomu.
You strike bombs.
Enyenye yagudde era babadde
omu. They pick out an aeroplane which crashed. They are there to pick people out.
Bible yegamba wali eri mu Isaiah.
In the Isaiah.
Watujotandikira
mulo. We shall begin the other time.
Isaiah 5:17.
Isaiah 54:17.
Tericha kuwanisa chibas chiba
yinza. No weapon fashioned against them.
Ne mubalula bomuzitia.
Though you could strike them with bombs.
Ne ziba ku Japan.
When they struck in Japan.
Iza gundi nuclear.
The nuclear
wakati bakunganya
myoyo. In the middle gathering spirits. You cannot.
Era Bible yegamba tiri yinza kulemera moyo
gwe. No one can retain their spirits.
Bakunona wonna.
They pick you all.
Ne wogwa munyanya.
Though you fall under the ocean.
Malaika wokufata
yali. Angel of death reaches there.
Yangu.
Come here.
Omaze okunywa amazi
okose. You finished to drink water. You're satisfied.
Ogenda okulaba akusokola
mu mubiri. Obatonyo oli. You are drinking, struggling, drinking water. Are you?
Those who die in
the water, most of them for two eyes.
The
spirit wants to go. They have no space
to go. Angel
of death say, come I help you out. What were you doing on the world? For your actions follow you, they pick you out. Take you. Hell, take
you. Bible says,
threatening things fall on them that
pray. When they get
you from that body and you're stubborn.
Let's
meet the other day. God bless you. Thank you for coming.